Blog Talk Radio.
They see me and how high, they say I'm dumb funny. A grown man making moves like Young Money. I never share my weed, you get none, sonny. You either run with me or you run from it. Stay out of mind before it be part two of a Columbine. I get them in line, your block got thin dimes, I'm just fine. I get trees that look like Timberland signs. Don't hate me, boy, you can hate rap. I started real young through my pop's 8-track. I tried to ball but couldn't even fake that. Now when I floss a bar, Rick Ross made back. If it was 10 of me, I'd do a killing spree. Strapped in a tree with a hat like a Philippine. Waiting for a whack nigga, and he'll never see it coming. Like Paranormal Activity. Don't stand too close, boy, it's not proper. You seen the DVD on Math Hopper. Buy weed everywhere, I'm a grasshopper. No bodyguard, baby, I'm Kev Costner. Veteran, stay on the medicine. No sleep, working late nights. Letterman, shine like our blood relative to Edison. Beef, I sever it, never gonna settle it. Y'all niggas done lost your mind. Thought that I was gonna retire. But my block is hot, I'm on fire. 70s, BG is high, stay alive. Mr. Fantastic, never gonna slip. As long as Shy Money beats me in this shit. Trick City, the captain, overseeing my ship. This is it, nigga, yeah. I'd like to welcome y'all to the Pancake and Syrup Mixtape. This is only for motherfuckers that get fucked up to the T. Reggie the album, December 7th. Remember that. Brick City, stand the fuck up. You already know the business. Let's go! Yeah.
Gotta get a lab in town or something. Oh, bad. Too much is happening. Oh my God, look, honey right there. Nah, I gotta shoot one at this one. Excuse me, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Just maxin', looking for hoes, you know, relaxin'. Met this red bone jasmine, midtown Manhattan, shot a burn. I drank the nerves, calm words. Massage the mentals, made a pussycat purr. Sweet love, you look miraculous. Brown eyes, passionate. High cheekbone, Tommy girl cologne, you smashing it. Jump in, take a spin, destination satin. I have you home by 10, shorty started laughing. Fly street, you ever ride while you drive? I look puzzled and said, nah, baby, why? Dressed up, grab my dick, do a dress up, cock the legs, go fuck my head up. Now I'm deep in it, flying past the speed limit, out of control, still whipping it, steadily hitting it, deep stroking. My hand on the wheel, blunt smoking, loving how it feels, sweet love, you got me open.
Love is love, love, love is love, love. Love is love, love, love is love, love. We connected like a train from the first ordeal. I stepped to it with the passion as I kept things real. But like, sex was on my mind like cum was in my pants. I flashed my fronts on her like if I had a stance. She said, ain't you Capadonna from the Wu-Tang Clan? I said, yeah, mag, yeah, plus a small white man. Sweet love, I want your pussy, can I be your man? Strip to the bare essentials, let me fuck you if I can. Sweet love, from your nipples to your pussy knob. Sweet love, love is love, love is love.
It's a full moon, we in the bedroom. Thoughts consumed by the passion. Slow jam tunes and body action. My fingers on the clit splashing. Your pussy lips got you spazzing. Love juices, marinating in your satin. Sexy ass, I guess I'm like my old dad. I love my women bad, with just a little touch of class. You's a star by far, look at you, ma. Shake your thang thang, girlfriend. You Shay LaFox. What up, with the beat it up? I'm not the one to eat it up, but the type to hit it raw dog and seat it up. We talk without saying nothing. You told me if I came through, you give me something. Now we locking ass, pulling hands, talking trash. How you like it, slow or fast? She said, I like it when it lasts. No doubt, you got the best trout there can be. Not an everyday average. Chicken of the sea, candidate for HIV. You're rather deal with monogamy. Queen of be hell, black mahogany. You're about to bust, damn it. Sugar walls coming down, now you can't stand it. You've been touched, that's when I felt the blood rush. Getting closer and closer with every thrust. Take me there, volcanoes about to erupt. I love you much. Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts.
you when I'm getting on record, off record, cause it keep on meaning nothing moving but the money. If they ain't playing smart, hit them losers with the dummy. Paper stack, give it up, make it back. Look at shorty throw it on me like she try and break it back. I lay it like a track, playing with a rack. And she don't like hip hop, but I can make a rap. I'm Louis Damien, the dude mommy taking, but I'm in here with the goonies and my food be dominating. Black Jimmy Nouveau, got the room spinning. If the ice melt my lane, I take the room swimming. Smooth kind of fellow, the groove kind of mellow. Want a couple drone shots with a fluid Donatello. And I'm the highest thing beside the sun and orange yellow. Militia gang, so they get a neck by the cello. Act up by your body, pretend on your cello. Fellow, hello, shorty pop it, hello. About to make a ruin, get my coin like a zoo. Who you screwing with your money? What you doing? I'm assuming. Who about to do the number two in? I stand tall in New York courts. What are you in? Bullshit section. We be on the floor. Footbridge, you better take it easy on the floor. Cause we be in them brawl, so a G be on the call. First you meet me in the hall, now we freaking in the stall. You thinking with your balls, can't speak to me at all. Do the features in the cross, and the bleachers in the cross. Reaching for the floor, still be breaching for the pause. Tell them niggas to get brief when they speaking to a boss. Cleaning out the shots, I'm meaning out the drops. Now I don't even drive, but they giving out the props. You know I'm real rap, cause I'm leaving out the block. These niggas looking old, they ain't leaving out the clock.
Girl, you trying to get right with you.
Yo, what it do? It's your girl, T.A. to the Z, and you are currently listening to Whatever Wednesdays. We do this every Wednesday, 7 a.m. if you're on the west side, 10 a.m. if you're on the east side. We're supposed to be having an interview today. I think the times may have been a little bit mixed up, but we'll see if we'll go ahead and get that popping off a little bit later. I also have the Streets Radio Countdown that I'm going to be doing for 2010. If you want to submit your tracks, go to www.streetswithazradio.com. I do have a couple of tracks that I am going to be playing today that is going to be part of that countdown. So make sure you call in 646-478-3243 and vote on your favorite track. You can also go to the chat room, which is www.live.streetswithazradio.com. We got the countdown coming up here shortly. But other than that, let's go.
Demons, I need a glass of Patron. Bad as I need a horn, stabbing my clavicle bone. I'm matted or prone. First time I seen a desert eagle, I was letting the fofo bust. The fofo pop. First time you seen when you was eating cocoa puff. Looking at RoboCop. I am not a man, I'm a logo. I'm a sex stain. In order to clean my veins, you need saline. I'm never referring to the solution I'm talking about. More like the Mustang. Vroom. Give respect from the get-go. Hello. Step to the echo. Ken got a mind of his own. Gotta write my rhymes with a timer. Otherwise, I'll probably vibe out to a 9-minute song. As the echo follows the Maserati, as the petrol swallows, I'm 1,000 bodies away from a skeleton. Check your Bible inside it. It'll say this guy's an elephant. I'm fly like I'm killing this thing like I'm a villain with wings. I sleep when I'm 6 feet deep right now. I'm living a dream. Though we may be reckless, the ladies check us. They whisper,
Shady Records.
Baby, echo!
Oh,
hear them calling, 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 calling.
I eat rappers with the rhyme, consume them. The only fucking thing that you consume is time. I'm superhuman, my world is like a Rubik's Cube. It's too complex, girl, you assuming. Cupid's booming, my mentality changed it. I'm stupid, booming, my life is Truman Show. All I have is music, hall. I stopped chasing every chick under the sun many moons ago. To pretend my dick is a balloon and blow. But you better put a fork in it if you think I'ma lay here just spooning, yo. Oh, you think you the shit cause I just said you was beautiful. Y'all molecules in my last molecule, down in my last half molecule and cuticle. Riding to the course of the punk holes of the way down to my soul, from my head to my toe. Ever since I was 13, I learned how to sew and sew. Set my own booty hole, cause I ain't took no pictures. I looked down at my nuts and saw my first pubic growth. I told these stupid hoes when I come back, I'ma set this bitch on fire. And this time, I don't mean I'ma pour gasoline on some chicken lighter. This time, I'ma fuck this rod, I'ma put the whole goddamn dick inside her. I ain't even put my tip in that hole yet. I'ma go get sippin' brighter, rip it wider.
Done to you. Whatever you do, I just hope you got a gun with you. around me is like a live band when it's drumming.
I ain't wanna waste time talking to fellas.
Nah.
Who run up on me talking that bullshit?
Uh-huh.
Instead, I let them talk while my goons get hellish.
Yeah.
The only way to talk is with a full clip. And you gon' make them boys dumb. You gon' make them boys dumb. You gon' make them boys dumb. See me when your man slump. You gon' make them boys dumb.
Show them what's the right one.
You gon' make them boys dumb. Like that for real. Like that for real.
This is it right here. Who said they fucking with this? Scratch live front seat. Sucker ass nigga. G on the D block. This is the death of the weirdo right here. It's my theme music. Make $100 million moves to it. Jada. Fifth.
That man died 20 years ago and they still dizzy. I'm still busy, Tupac out with a little bigger. And Brook Long, sipping Dom, Dizza, you better go play the crib when it's clap weather. Machiavelli, keep a 40 on your man shorty. Talking that talk, see you walking that chalk. And off in that star from Flex bumping his gums. The nigga hating over there, we ain't from where he's from. The murder homies over there, they call your number, you're done. Now see how Biggie and Pop felt up under the gun. Got you losing money, you're scared now, none of it's fun. Hang you a mud, I'm on your ass 100 miles an hour. With 105.1 pounds of power.
Wow.
He's about to dawn, I'm responding back with the longest strap. Flex, drop a bomb to that.
Yeah, see, rest in peace, B.I. Shout out to Brooklyn. New York, love Pac. Flex, what you thinking? And y'all wonder why real niggas get no play. The streets don't rock with you, they rock with K-Slay. Why you still hating Pac after all these years? You an old-ass groupie, an industry quiz. On the radio, but definitely not the voice of the streets. Fuck him, he was never gonna play me.
Never.
He had for the reason I said hip-hop died, and then why? Cause he played whoever paying. Said it was hot, woke the dogs up. I was on my calm shit. Back on that Gaddafi and Machiavelli, the Don shit.
Wow.
And you a grown-ass man wearing panties. The streets ride with us, young niggas understand me. And it don't matter if it's old or new. You ain't no real DJ, nigga, you ain't clue.
Don't
come on,
nigga, start it again, it's bound to be a problem. This time we coming with Queens, Brooklyn, to Harlem. Jersey to PA, BX, yeah, we in here. Birthplace of hip-hop, but come on, son, it's
everywhere.
Come on, now we everywhere.
We everywhere.
We standing, we leave you buried.
Don't
there.
Let your mouth write a check that your ass can't cash. Let them sleeping dogs lay, leave the past in the past.
Yeah, we poppin' since the 90s, 011 on the way. We over Ellen every day, we poke a face, and then we break them. The pick of the litter, that one hit a quitter. I'm hearing shit up on Twitter about this lame nigga. I figured, maybe we should leave us alone. Or do something great for hip-hop and get C's on the phone. Show 'em we grown, but first I gotta show Flex you wrong. Talking out the side of your neck, we gon' go for your dome. Shout out to the trio DJs that be doing it right. I know it's all about the people at the end of the night. It's just a couple rotten apples that we gotta get rid of. Bunch of grumpy old men sounding angry and bitter. You done shit it, now get off the pot. This for the betterment of hip-hop. And memory of Big and Pop. We don't stop. We don't stop, man, the hip-hop. Big Pop, we don't stop.
I was in jail and I heard what they were saying on the radio. You know how we got the wake up show? Right, you know, they got their own shows. They got their little mix shows with, what's his name, Flex. And I swear to God, dog, they used to diss.
Oh, Flex, don't fuck with Tupac.
Yeah, yeah, and we are back. It's your girl, T-A to the Z, and we are going to get into the radio countdown here in a moment. Basically, how it's going to go is I'm going to play some tracks today, and then I'm also going to play some on my other show on Sunday, which pops up every Sunday at 6 p.m. if you're on the west side, 9 p.m. on the east side. And all you got to do is just call into the show, 646-478-3243, and let me know, you know, what tracks you are feeling. If you are listening to the show afterwards and you're listening to the archives, you could just go ahead and email radio@streetswithaz.org and just put like countdown or something in the subject line and let me know what tracks you're going to be voting for. And then whoever got the, you know, most votes at the end of the year, we're going to go ahead and do it like that and do the top 10. You feel me? But we're going to go ahead and get it popping right now. I got some Young Con. I got Mr. Dog, Sin, Dub. Man, it's going to go down. Streets Radio Countdown is going to start right now. These ones are not in no particular order, but if you want to continue to hear them on Streets Radio, call in 646-478-3243. If you're already listening, you can go ahead and press 1 so that I know you want to talk, and then you can go ahead and vote that way. Or you could just go to the chat room, www.live.streetswithazradio.com, and cast your vote in here. Here go Young Con, My Attitude.
You ain't gotta say, I'm doing my best. Ice on my wrist, ice on my chest. Even though I'm trying, I still talk. Well, I ain't stopping for, I'ma keep just rolling, 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 rolling. They wonder how I do this. I'm sicker than your average. You need practice, practice, practice. My stacks from Galactus. Number one seed flow, catch me in the brackets. But haters hate, so I always keep a ratchet. All my real niggas agree, touche. Got 2 chains, colors like a bouquet. And I love Lucy. World's in black and white, but a nigga goose gray. Body like she been up in a booth, yay, ay, not a bad bitch, go away. And I put that on every damn thing. Sex on deck, bank account on ching. I'm just trying to watch my neck go bling. Rolling through your city, watching her sing. You ain't gotta say, I'm doing my best. Ice on my wrist, ice on my chest. Even though I'm trying, I still talk, but I ain't stopping for, I'ma keep just rolling, 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 rolling. Young Con got game, PSP. One touch, turn her on, PS3. One hit, have a shaking epilepsy. I'm so far ahead, can't catch me. Me, this ain't no sort of Sahir racing. But it's feeling like a cheetah and some beers racing. Can't say it no other way, I'm so blatant. Y'all so anxious, I'm so patient. Y'all pump faking, y'all still hating. My attitude is I'm the shit. Y'all should be gracious. Y.K. Y'all might want to imitate it. Why? Cause my attitude's stupid. You ain't gotta say, I'm doing my best. Ice on my wrist, ice on my chest. Even though I'm trying, I still talk. Well, I ain't stopping for, I'ma keep just rolling, 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 rolling.
Black. It's all real, I'm giving niggas the dispatch. You miss me, the record of a spit fact. I ain't digging them lies, nigga, you shit whack. I used to get to that block pushing that big black. Now they pushing my CDs and knickknacks. You need to quit rap, stick to rap and spit gold.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Emil, a.k.a. Emilion, and I want to shout out my nigga, Big S.I.N. I see your grind, big homie. Shout out to Dean Smith Entertainment, and right now you're listening to that Off the Deep End mixtape. It's 252, yeah, baby.
Yeah, and that's just a little part of the countdown here. I got a couple more tracks that I'm going to play for the countdown. So if you want to vote, continue holding, or make sure that you call in 646-478-3243 just to give you a count or tap back after what we've already played. The first track we played was Young Con, My Attitude. And then it was Mr. D.O.G. with She's 100. And we just played Big Sam featuring Tia Cheek with Hey Young World. So if you want to vote for any of those tracks, 646-478-3243, or hit up the chat room, www.live.streetswithazradio.com. I just got a couple of more that is going to be involved in this round of the countdown. So if you want to, you know, vote, make sure you hold on. It's XO Grimy Pizzy. Streets Radio, it's your girl, TA to the Z.
Let me tell exactly who I busy. My name be XO, putting down for Geo Dizzy. These enemies don't dine with the high prizzies. Beginning and the end, same orders, Mel Kizzy. The Prince of Pizzy penetrates through my city by the saints. Living holy, making sure they dig dizzy. Eating bread of life and spreading it for the fizzy. Family gets hard, viewing beef in the trizzy. The same as in the church, get the same pussy busy. Son of man, this long road makes it hard to frizzy. But I have to stay low, so you never. Never Lizzie, time again, it began to change, Missy, molded me to use my gifts for others than Dizzy, the rock I stand upon makes me stronger, not sissy, see the songs will come, but God brings me pissy, the news flame, work for peace, bang, this in your city, scriptures, mission, greatest, commission, king, provision, leader, tradition, scriptures, mission, greatest, commission, king, provision, leader, tradition. The Bible gives me all the answers that I missy. For issues that arise in my life, true and dizzy. I wrestle just to Jacob, asking him to show Mizzy who I am and where he wants me to busy. His racist lace me amongst men older than 50. Gray hair, one, two, a while, staying on the grizzly. Calling in the ministry to do my father's busy. The Lord's prepping me to care for my family, especially little Nizzy, the son of my younger sizzy. As a man, hope I could be the sample he nizzy. The key for for the king and hold on to the kissy. Silencing on enemies who ain't to bring the hissy. R.I. Pizzy to my boy G. Pizzy. Unified by the living word, the prince of Pizzy. See the storm will come, but God brings me pizzy. The loose slang word for peace, reign is in your city. Scriptures, mission, greatest, commission, king, provision, leader, tradition. Mission, greatest, commission, king, provision, leader, tradition, pizzy.
Sound off. You don't wanna make me sound off. When we blow it, makes a sound off. I can't make it this music sound off. When we get on and watch us turn the sound off.
Just target practice. It's hard to match this. The big
big screen, starving actors, starring rappers. Hip hop is multimedia. Sales it down, who held the crown? Talking inside encyclopedias. Yeah, I'ma squeeze the game to the last drop. Ask not, you got in the game as a mascot. Your hustle game's unbelievable. Be crying by small amounts, I got accounts receivable. Hell no, I don't wanna be like you. Or your shadow, south in Seattle, rockin' sea light blue. Walk around with a short fuse. I'm dope sipping, don't get it twisted like corkscrews. This is 206, got a blue 4-5. Hit the set, I bet you won't trip. Yeah, he frontin' like it's his town. Till them killers start gunning, no longer will he start running like Chris Brown.
Sound off. You don't wanna make me sound off. When you blow it, makes your sound off. I came to get this music sound off. When we get on, we want to turn your sound off. You don't wanna make me sound off. When we blow it, makes your sound off. I came to get this music sound off. When we get on, we want to turn your sound off.
Another category. Respect is mandatory. They want our formulas formed in our laboratory. They think of us as free tutors, recruiters. Just to kill them tracks up and now be peace shooters. Got a town full of haters, they down like the Raiders. Shit hang around, baby, y'all sound is contagious. I'm sick, man, I sneeze hits. Four record labels, we seize this. The crackers and squares like Cheez-Its. I'm off the hook like Fisherman in Switzerland. Drop shells and in the sand when in Japan. Got that killer flow, don't roll with no killers though. Just crazy since a baby, I make cuss like umbilical.
Sound off. You don't wanna make me sound off. When you blow it, makes a sound off. I came to get this music sound off. When we get on, we want to turn your sound off. You don't wanna make me sound off. When we blow it, makes a sound off. I came to get this music sound off. When we get on, we'll watch us turn your sound off. 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 Sound off.
I do my dirt all by my lonely. dirt
Paul over Tom.
My mama.
Northside.
My lonely.
Brooklyn.
I'm lonely.
I did, I'm fresh off it. I never changed, I was stuck in a cage. And I went back home to Florida shit. This is a message to my enemies. All of a sudden, niggas frontin' like they don't know where this nigga be. That's what it sound like. Y'all know how my set get down, right? We turn niggas to bitches. Bitches to killers, apes to gorillas. I'm a known babe. I put that hit out, they come and smash the whole thing. So let it be known, I'm back on my trench. Fuck a Mac, I got clocked that whole 60. From Caesar Cadets, that bang for that crit. Don't run and tell your OG big homie back on that shit. Don Teezy, won't leave the hood, need me. Stay on my greasy, who don't believe me? Bang where you been, I'm a fair side general. Stand who you want, I care less than this penny.
No, my homie, no, my Kobe. Please don't act like y'all know me. Within a phobia, you run in phobia. That's why I do my dirt all by my lonely. By my lonely, it's right by my lonely. I said I do my dirt all by my lonely. By my lonely, it's right by my lonely. I said I do my dirt all by my lonely.
Now I'm smoking on some overseas, that's the damn shit. Kush weed, politic and trying to make my plan stick. Push me, too close to the edge, I smash quick. I ain't that nigga thinking he getting a couple dollars from Twitch. I ain't your role model, I ain't on no positive shit. I'm on some, by any means, a nigga got to get rich. Scheme-ass game, my team's only logic is this. It's only one way up to blow, and that's the body of this shit. Could you believe, didn't see that I was the shit. The nigga slept, I woke him up like an alarm at the six. I'm a hustler, you can tell just by the corners that I dip. Extra features, fully loaded like the girls that I flip. It's not a bar that I'm gonna spit, it's not a part of my script. Why witness ass niggas get arrested and snitch? See you niggas looking at me like a lick, you could hit. Tell you ass the last nigga, but he rested in piss. Fuck.
No, my homie, I know my clothing. Please don't act like y'all don't know me. Put in a phobia, you run, you phobia. That's why I do my dirt all by my lonely. By my lonely, it's not by my lonely. I said I do my dirt all by my lonely. By my lonely, it's not by my lonely. I said I do my dirt all by my lonely.
The God's Entertainment, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, and there you have it. That is just the first round that I'm playing on whatever Wednesdays. If you're just now tuning in, we're trying to get the hottest track of 2010. So that's just a sample right there. If you want to hear any of those tracks in the top 10 countdown, make sure you vote. There's a couple of different ways you can vote. If you're tuning in right now, you can call 646-478-3243. Or if you're already on the line, just press the number 1 and you can get on the air that way. If you're in the chat room or you're not in the chat room, you can go right online, www.live.streetswithazradio.com. You can email us if you're listening to the archives and the show is over but you're listening to the show. radio@streetswithaz.org. Oh, and you know what I'm saying, if you also follow me on Facebook or whatnot, Taz.MC, if you see any of these tracks listed and you just like the track, you know what I'm saying, I ain't even mad at you. I'll go ahead and, you know, count that as a vote too. So let's recap. The first track we played was Young Con with My Attitude, Mr. D.O.G., She's 100, Big Sin featuring Tia Cheek, Hey Young World, EXO with Grimy Pizzy, BUD with Sound Off, and the last one was B-Dub featuring Nipsey Hussle with By My Lonely. Now, if you want to vote for any of those tracks, hit me up. If you want to have your track played, it's not too late because we still got some time to the end of the year. Hit me up at www.streetswithazradio.com. That is the official site. All the information is there. You know what I mean? Other than that, let's go ahead and get into the lines and see who we got here. Hello?
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's good? Who's this?
Yo, this is Imani the Misfit. Did you know I was calling?
Oh, yeah. What's good with you?
Nothing. I'm just rocking to this playlist you got, man. This is some hardcore gutter street shit.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, we try to get it in, you know what I mean? And we got your tracks, too, already, you know what I'm saying? Waiting for you to call in. Were you feeling any of those tracks? Were you listening long enough?
Hell yeah, I want to go out and kill somebody off the shit I was listening to.
You crazy. You want to vote out anything?
I heard one song that, well, if I want to vote on anything for real, I vote for myself. But I heard something.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I know I heard one song with Jadakiss, and I guess you had another song with, like, the Outlaws or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I think
know,
the Outlaws, when they was, when he was going at Funkmaster Flex for that shit, he was talking about Tupac.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, we can also, you know, get your track into the countdown as well. That Belly Ring song or that radio one?
That radio one is a game changer, though, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and submit that as well. We don't have that much time today, but I am going to go ahead and play that track. But since you were calling in for your interview, then let's go ahead and get it in. For those that are not knowing, this is Amani. Welcome to the show. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became, you know, the Misfit, a.k.a. the bisexual rapper?
Well, basically, you know, there's a whole bunch of things to say, but, you know, all right, basically my name is Amani the Misfit, and my name is basically about my philosophy about, you know, being a misfit and being proud to be different and, you know, celebrating, you know, the about being unique, you know what I'm saying? And so for the last year or so, I've been promoting myself through the internet as Maryland's first bisexual rapper, first bisexual porn star rapper. Basically, I rap, I produce, I sing, I, you know, do my own graphic designs as far as marketing and promotions, and I also do naked photo shoots, and, you know, I do, like, masturbation videos, and basically, you know, I do a lot of podcasts where I talk about my, you know, bisexuality and things like that, and it's just it's just a journey that I've been going on where I've been just been able to expose my message to, like, thousands of people, and, you know, I've had a dozen articles written about me. I've been on, you know, over 20 different internet radio stations so far. I'm just on a mission to change the world and to, you know, just inspire people to be themselves in spite of the fact that people might think that your very existence is immoral or your very existence is fucking up society. In spite of that, be proud of who you are if you're being who you want to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can dig it. All right. And so we'll talk, you know, more about that here in a moment, but you not only rap, but you also produce and you also play the keyboard as well?
Yeah. Actually, I first got into music through church. So, like, basically I started with the drums at about age 13. You know, I would play drums in church for the choir and shit like that. And then later on when I got to high school, I started learning how to play the piano through gospel choir. And so, like, for a couple of years, I was playing for my high school gospel choir, playing the keyboard and piano. And then, you know, for the next few years after that, I played for my father's church and the choir and things like that, weddings, funerals, you know, political banquets, all kind of different shit I was playing, you know, keyboards and pianos for. So I got a real... I got a real unique musical background as far as, you know, what your average rapper, what you're used to, you know. I think that's one thing that I bring to the industry that's kind of different is, you know, not only do I rap, but, you know, I have different videos where, you know, on YouTube where I'm playing keyboard and shit like that. So I think that's one thing that I wanted to bring to the industry is just the element of musicianship, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I can dig it. All right. All right, well, how do you plan on, like, changing the world with your music and, you know, just, you know, making a statement as far as letting people, letting them know it's okay to be yourself and be who you are?
Well, my vision is that one day on public radio, you can hear a song with a rapper talking about having sex with a girl, and then the next song will be a man talking about having sex with a man. That's my vision, is to make that situation more visible, more publicly acceptable. I don't necessarily, you know, want you to like it, but more to accept the fact that we're out here and, you know, our sexuality is just as valid as anybody else's. And also to just expose a message of self-acceptance and individuality. And just to kind of like expose the world to a person who is black, is not afraid to say that he's bisexual, despite the fact that, you know, we have a history, the black community, of being very hateful towards homosexuals and bisexuals, you know, and we have a history of being very deeply religious, but I'm not ashamed to say that I don't believe in the Bible, I don't believe in Jesus, and I'm not one of those people who, you know, claims to be a child of God, and so I have the right to tell everybody who they should love and who they shouldn't love. You know, I want to expose the world to a new kind of character that they've never seen before, you know, a black man who's bisexual and anti-religious. You know, and I know that there are a lot of people out there who feel the same way as me, but they're scared to reveal themselves, because a lot of times when you're in the minority, the majority has a way of intimidating you out of, you know, speaking your mind. And so, you know, even though I'm persecuted a lot and, you know, people abandon me, you know, I'm losing friends all the time, and sometimes I go through days where I feel like nobody cares about me. But despite that, I know that, you know, my life is dedicated towards a higher purpose, and I just feel like all the pain that I go through, at the end of the day, when people see what I'm doing and when another guy who is, you know, bisexual, or another woman who is bisexual, or another person who feels the same way about religion, where they don't believe all that stuff about the Bible that they've used to try to persecute homosexuals and bisexuals, if they can just be exposed to me having the courage to say it, you know, unashamedly, I just feel like I can change the world just by exposing the world to my brain, you know, to my mind, to the way that I think, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I'm not really, you know, focused on trying to convert people over to the way that I think. All I really want to do is just tell my story and just expose myself, you know. I just feel like sometimes you can change the way a person thinks just by exposing them to an alternative mentality, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they may not switch over to that mentality, but just the fact that they've been exposed to another way of thinking will, you know, kind of like have the impact where they will reconsider what they think and what do they believe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, well, can you tell us a little bit about some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome, you know, just by, you know, coming out and, you know, being so open about your sexuality?
Well, I know right off the bat, you know, a lot of people just kind of like turn their back on me, you know, forbid me, or, you know, abandon me. I've had fans and supporters who have supported me for years, but then when they found out that I was bisexual, when I came out of the closet bisexual, they had, you know, deleted me from Facebook, blocked me on Twitter, deleted me from MySpace, unsubscribed from my YouTube channel, you know what I'm saying? And that was hard to, like, to know that I was losing fans that had stood by me, you know what I'm saying? That was a hard thing. And then also, you know, I've had friends who have turned their back on me, people that I've known for years, you know what I'm saying? People that I've worked with in the industry who, you know, who I've been with, who've been with me since the beginning. As soon as I, you know, came out of the closet as a bisexual, immediately they were my enemy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've had people, you know, through the internet have said that they hope that I get killed. They hope that I die of AIDS. You know what I'm saying? I've had people say that when they see me, they're going to kill me. You know what I'm saying? I've had people, you know, send me hate mail saying that, you know, God is going to send you to hell, all these things, harassing me, threatening me with fire and prison. I mean, I've gone through a lot of hell, you know. I've gone through, I don't know, a lot of the things, you know, can be mentally draining and can change the way that you see the world, you know. But I just feel like all that I've gone through, it may sound cliche, but they say whatever doesn't kill you make you stronger. I just feel like my life has just been one big, you know, training for, mm-hmm. you know, making me into some type of super soldier. Because I've been through a lot of trauma, like, not just, like, as far as, you know, this bisexual rapper thing. Just my life has just been about, you know, about a lot of traumatic, painful, hard experiences, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I just feel like everything that I've gone through in my childhood has really prepared me to be the person that I am today. And even the things that I go through today is still, you know, working to build the strength for me to go through, you know, the unthinkable. Because a lot of the things that I go through, I really don't think that the average, you know, so-called normal person would be able to withstand. But because, you know, I've mm-hmm. gone through, I've been, you know, a misfit all of my life. I've been used to being rejected. I've been used to being hated. I've been used to being bullied. I've been used to being ridiculed. So to me, you know, this is not really such a shock versus somebody right. who's used, you know, used to have, because, you know, if you're used to having friends, if you're used to being the cool person, the popular person, you're going to be real hesitant to do something that's going to make you look like a reject. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like this thing about being the first bisexual rapper, it's not really something that everybody can do. It's not really for everybody. I think this is something that, you know, what will be for a person who knows what it's like to be rejected, you know. And so, mm-hmm. You know, despite the hell that I go through, I mean, it hasn't stopped me. As a matter of fact, a lot of times it kind of fuels my fire, you know what I'm saying? It kind of mm-hmm. makes me even stronger and more determined, you know. So, I mean, maybe I can right. be an example for anybody else that's going through hard times where, you know, nobody believes in you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just look at me, look at all the shit that I go through, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still out here, still getting interviews, still, you know, mm-hmm. putting my YouTube videos out there, promoting my songs. You know, it's possible to keep going, you know what I mean?
Right, I feel you. Right, and I was just going to ask you that. So basically, you know, because of everything that you have been through may be the reason why you have became, you know, so outspoken or so, you know, ready just to get out there and tell the world about your story. And ready to go hard for your vision and your dream.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the reason why, part of the reason why I'm probably so outspoken is because, you know, I've gone through a long time where I felt like, I felt the oppression of, you know, the majority of society saying that, you know, who I am is a danger to society. Who I am can damage society. And so, like, a lot of times, you know, you feel intimidated to not speak your mind, you know. And I've just gone through years of holding my ideas in, holding in my thoughts, you know what I'm saying? And it's like when you go through all those years of people making you feel like you should be ashamed of who you are, you know, and then when you finally get to that place where you can accept yourself, and you get to a place where you are actually proud of who you are after all those years of being ashamed. It's just like the person who becomes a Christian. He finds Jesus and he wants to tell everybody that he knows how he's a Christian, and he wants to so-called spread the gospel to everybody he knows. It's like when you find something that brings you joy, you just want to share with people. And I think a lot of times, you know, gays and bisexuals and transsexuals, we catch a lot of heat because, you know, we get accused of being people who are trying to shove homosexuality down people's throats. But I think a lot of people misunderstand. It's not that we're trying to shove it down your throats. It's just that the fact that we've come to a place where we've accepted ourselves and we have, you know, found something that brings us joy. We found something that we're proud of when, you know, it for so long it had brought us so much pain and suffering, you know what I'm saying? And so when you get to that point where something that brought you pain, you turn it around to a point where it brings you joy. I mean, just like anybody else, when you find something that brings you joy, you find something that makes you proud, you just want to express it. You want to share it with the world. And so, like, I just feel like a lot of people, you know, misunderstand us as far as the gays and bisexuals who are flamboyant. It's not that we really care about shoving it down your throats. It's just that we want the freedom to be ourselves publicly, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. And then besides the music industry and speaking a little bit before, how did you get into, like, doing X-rated modeling and videos?
Basically, like, this is going to sound, well, I don't care how it sounds. Basically, one day I was smoking weed and I was high as fuck, but I was by myself. And I'm the type of artist where it excites me to explore things. I'm just an adventurous person. So as an artist, it's always been my motive to explore things and do things that other artists aren't doing. So one day I was just kind of like meditating on what can I do that will separate me from every other rapper out there. What is it that no artist has ever done? And at the time I happened to be high as shit, and it just came to me. It was like, what if I started doing porn? What if I started posing naked? And I was like, hey, that sounds like a good idea. But see, the thing about it is, since I was by myself, there was nobody to tell me that it was a stupid idea. There was nobody to discourage me from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that I was by myself, I mean, that I think that day I opened the XTube account, and I think I uploaded some pictures of me and my ex-girlfriend having sex. And basically that week, like, based off the reaction that I got from people, it was like, I love the attention, you know what I'm saying? I can't lie. I fucking love the attention. I love the fact that women were telling me that I had a beautiful dick. I just love the fact. I like to show my naked body. I like to show off my dick, you know what I'm saying? And I like it when people tell me that I have a nice dick. And so I kind of got addicted to that feeling, you know, and it was like, I don't know, and it all started when I was high. I got to be honest, like, I owe a lot of my creative thoughts, a lot of, you know, my uniqueness to marijuana, because a lot of times, you know, when I'm high, I be coming up with some shit that I would have never thought of when I was sober. My parents, see, my father, he's a minister, and we have debates about this all the time. Like, he seriously thinks that I don't need to smoke weed to be creative, but I'm trying to convince him that, look, the type of things that I come up with when I'm high, I would have never thought of when I'm sober, you know what I'm saying? But, and that's just one of those things, you know? But actually, it's turned into something that, that I've been able to, you know, it's kind of like turned around the way that I see porn and the way that society sees porn, because, you know, in society, porn is considered to be a highly offensive, indecent thing. And it was like I went one day from being, you know, a so-called normal guy to being a porn model in one day. And I saw the effect that, you know, that society, you know, has when you're in porn. You know, the way that society treats people who are in porn, it's like you don't even have a right to exist. It's like we don't want you around, you know what I'm saying? It's like they treat you like you're not even a human. But I was a human being all along. And in reality, most of society, this is the thing that really baffles me, is that majority of society, you know, enjoys porn. I mean, porn is like a $1 billion industry. You don't get that much money without having, you know, a big majority of, you know, the world participating in it. So, like, a majority of the world loves porn, but publicly we all act like we don't like porn. We all act like it's disgusting and it's offensive and it's corroding society. That's a huge contrast. I really don't think that, you know, porn should be considered to be so evil as it is. In reality, you know, porn is a great thing. I mean, it's a celebration of sex. Like, sex is the essence of life. If it wasn't for sex, none of us would be here. I don't understand why we have such a negative attitude towards sex, but that's another thing that I just hope to, you know, maybe change people's outlook on, you know, and maybe, you know,
mm-hmm.
uplift people as far as their outlook on sex, you know.
Okay. All right. And what do you want to say to those critics that say that you're using your sexuality as a gimmick? Like, what do you want to say to them now?
I say you're absolutely correct. I mean, using a gimmick is what a smart businessman and a smart marketer does, you know. If you're the type of person, like, you know, I think the use of a gimmick has really gotten a bad reputation in the music industry, and it's really something that I'd like to repair the reputation for. You know, when people think of a gimmick, they think of something that's fake, they think of something that's a lie, you know what I'm saying? And that's not always true. Sometimes it may be true, but more than often, you know, a gimmick is basically something that you use to separate yourself from your competition, you know what I'm saying? If you have a product that's, like, identical to 100 different other products in the marketplace, what do you do to make yourself, you know, stand out from everybody else who's selling the same thing? Basically, you have millions of rappers in the world, you know what I'm saying? And the most challenging thing is to separate yourself from other rappers. So what do you do to separate yourself from the millions of rappers on MySpace? A smart person would take a look inside themselves and see, what is it about me that is different? What is it about me that is unique? What is it about me that nobody else can, you know, take away from me, you know? And a smart person would take that and put that to the forefront, you know what I'm saying? And so it is a gimmick that I use, but it's not in a bad way. It's not like I'm lying about myself, you know what I'm saying? This mm-hmm. is true. I mean, this is me. But in on the other flip side of that, it's a gimmick that I use because I have a message that I want to bring to the world. And so a lot of times, you know, a gimmick can be a great way to get people's attention, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. so just make sure that you have something to say once you get people's attention. But, you know, I just feel like me using this gimmick, if me using a gimmick can inspire people to accept themselves and to you know, be proud of who they are, if me mm-hmm. using a gimmick can bring this message to thousands of people and hopefully one day millions of people, I don't see why you have a problem with that. Why would anybody have a problem with me doing what I have to do to get my message of self-acceptance out to the world? I think that people ought to be congratulating me that, you know, that I'm such a smart businessman and marketing person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can dig it. You know what I'm saying? As long as, you know, whatever your talents may be, you know, with anyone, if you look deep inside yourself and like you said, you know, what is it about me that, you know, is different, and you go ahead and use that, then, you know, I can dig it. You know, it's just sometimes, you know, some people don't have that realness about them, so they go ahead and, you know, get other things that, you know, and try to make themselves seem some way that they're not. You know what I mean? But, you know,
yeah,
it's all about just keeping it real or not keeping it real. So I can feel where you're coming from.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, gimmicks have been misused, and that's probably part of the reason why, you know, so many people have a bad perception of gimmicks, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I just wanted to bring to attention that, you know, some of the greatest entertainers were people who were experts at using gimmicks, you know? Prime example that I say all the time is Michael Jackson, you know? He is the greatest entertainer ever, you know? He was an expert. Part of the reason why he was so big is because he was an expert at using gimmicks, you know what I'm saying? From the way that he dressed, like, you know what I'm saying, it was completely different. Like, he was totally always concentrating on doing things that nobody else does. The whole thing that we know him about of being the person with one glove, like, that was a gimmick that was, you know, I mean, the whole thing about his outfits, you know what I'm saying, and the way that he sang, the little things that he used to say, and every song used to be like, Shimon, you know what I'm saying, he used to be like, hee-hee,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, and every song he would do that, you know, and it wasn't by accident. Michael Jackson was a very smart artist. He was a genius in my eyes, you know, and I learned a lot from him by studying the way that he used his gimmicks, you know, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying gimmicks in a very complimentary way, you know, because I just mm-hmm. think that using a gimmick is something that geniuses do, you know. I just really think that we should change the way that we see gimmicks, because in reality, the people who use gimmicks are often the ones who sell the most, you know what I'm saying? And so I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, the people who we enjoy the most are the ones who use the best gimmicks. And I think the only time when a gimmick becomes a bad thing is when we don't like the artist, you know what I'm saying? And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we think this artist is whack, or if you think that person's gimmick is whack, then you'll be like, oh, he's just using a gimmick. But, you know, I mean, some of the world's favorite artists were people who use gimmicks. You know, person like, another example is Freddie Mercury from Queen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who went around the stage, you know, with half of a microphone stand. You know what I'm saying? And when people asked him why did he go around the stage with holding half of a microphone stand in his hand, and this is his quote. He says, "Everybody needs a gimmick." And to me, Freddie Mercury is like one of the, he's got, Bohemian Rhapsody is like the greatest song that was ever written in the history of mm-hmm. all music. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and coming from Freddie Mercury, if Freddie Mercury says that, you know, every artist needs a gimmick, I mean, that's there's nothing more credible than that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I can dig that. Well, if you could have, like, the world remember you for one thing, what would it be and why?
I would like the world to remember me for the word misfit, you know, and just my philosophy, my definition of the word misfit. Even if you're not bisexual, even if you're not in porn, everybody can relate to being a misfit. Everybody can relate to the feeling of not fitting in somehow in society. I think, you know, society, in order to control the masses, they have this type of attitude where, you know, you're expected to dress a certain way, think a certain way, act a certain way. We're all expected to move one way. And if you don't fit in line, if you don't get in line with everybody else, they want to make you feel like there's something wrong with you, you know. But my message is that in spite of the fact that society needs to control us in order to make civilization work, let's not forget that there's nothing wrong with our differences, you know. There's nothing wrong with being different. There's nothing wrong with dressing a different way, thinking a different way. You know, there's nothing wrong with acting or behaving in a different way, you know, because our differences, you know, being unique is what makes the world beautiful, you know what I'm saying? And so if I ever wanted to be remembered for anything, I just want to be remembered for my definition of a misfit.
Okay. All right, well, that's what's up. Now, what is your contact information and website link so people can check you out?
Well, basically, you can Google my name, Amani the Misfit, and, you know, all the different networks that I'm associated will come up. You can look me up on YouTube. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/AmaniTMisfit. You can look me up on Facebook. My contact name is Amani Misfit. MySpace is myspace.com/MisfitRadio1. On Twitter, I'm Amani the Misfit. And but if, you know, if all else fails, you can just Google my name, Amani the Misfit, or you can Google bisexual rapper and, you know, everything, my articles, everything that come up.
Okay. All right. Well, is there any shout outs or last comments you want to say to the people?
I'm a shout out to my mother and my father for accepting me.
Okay, well, that's real. I can appreciate that. Well, I do want to thank you for joining us, and we are going to go ahead and play your track here, Radio, but do you want to introduce the track or let people know what the concept was behind that?
Yeah, basically, this song is Radio. It's my first song that features homosexual lyrics. It's just a sneak preview until my song is available on iTunes. But, you know, basically, it's I just wanted to create a scenario that's exciting about, you know, a man being attracted to another man. I wanted to create a scenario that can be relatable to the streets, you know, and I think that this is a perfect image that I painted, that, you know, it's got energy to it, and I think, you know, people will enjoy it. It's called Radio.
All right, it's your girl TA to the Z and Amani the Misfit live on Streets Radio.
I don't even know who I am anymore. You know who this is, Prince of the Misfits. Sick of shit from the underworld, screaming misfit. Let me show you how to suck a dick. Put your lips to his penis, make a sip, stretch free. Sexy, shake it till you sip under your jeans. He the type of boy, all the queers wanna freak. He make all the sucking niggas' eyes bleed green. Now look at how he free.
Go, boy, you got a damn boy, take it, go.
Gangsta pimp, gotta suck dick, hold up, get it, boy, I treat him.